Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm glad you're here with me. Today, I'm going to share with you two recipes that I have used for quite, one I've used for a long time and one is fairly new. And you can also see the videos of this on our website at letstalkdementia.org as well as on YouTube. So the first recipe I want to share with you is about liquid stevia. I am a big proponent of stevia as a sweetener. It is natural. It does not have harmful ingredients. It's not bad for your body. I like liquid stevia for most of the things that I use stevia for, if not all the things I use stevia for. You don't have to stir it up. It just dissolves, right? And I like sweet leaf liquid stevia. It is really good stuff. But it is not inexpensive. And we were spending quite a lot of money every month buying the little bottles of it. That's a dropper bottle. And I thought, there's got to be a better or less expensive way to do this. So I bought a bag of powdered stevia. Now you need to know, we were going through probably two bottles of that liquid stevia a month. That cost anywhere from $24 to $30 a month, depending on what price they were that month. But instead, I bought, I think it was a $22 bag of powdered stevia, pure stevia, that was not mixed with anything else. And that sounds like, okay, problem solved. Well, not really, because I like liquid. And so I took a jar that held 2 cups of liquid, and I put hot water into that jar, and I added about 1.5 tablespoons of the powdered stevia and stirred it up. I have been using that jar for 4 or 5 weeks. When I calculate, if I could calculate how much it will cost in comparison, I don't know what it would be, but instead of spending, say, $20 to $30 a month on liquid, I bought a $22 bag. That bag is probably going to last me 8 months to a year. It's just an easy way to get liquid stevia, and I wanted to share that with you. When I am putting it in my tea in the mornings, if I am using a 32-ounce Yeti, I put about 2 teaspoons. I like my tea sweet. That's going to be up to you, but that's what we put. When I'm making my blender full of smoothie, and my blender holds, 70 ounces, 80 ounces, it's pretty big. I will put 3 teaspoons in that. We divide that in half. My husband gets half and I get half. So kind of give you an idea how to use that. Now, in that blender, when I'm making that smoothie, that's the other thing I wanted to talk with you about. I've made smoothies in this household for years, and it is one of the reasons I own a Vitamix. I have gone through so many of the other types of blenders that just did not hold up, and they did not grind up. I did not have smoothies. I had chunkies or lumpies, and I wanted a smoothie. So my husband surprised me some years ago with a Vitamix that, I tell you what, I use it all the time. I chop cabbage in it to make coleslaw. I chop carrots in it when I need chopped up carrots in a salad or something. It's just a great product. I also use it to chop 100% cacao bars that I buy. They're with the chocolate in the baking aisle. 100% cacao is a superfood. It's not sweet, but you can grind it, and now you've got powder. You could add some powdered stevia to it to have sweetened powder, more like cocoa that you're used to. It'd still be cacao. Cacao is the natural form. Cocoa has milk added to it and sugar. That's not good for you, but you can substitute it in recipes. So I use my Vitamix for that also. But back to the smoothie. How do I make a healthy smoothie? Well, you're going to start with a good protein powder, and let me tell you, that is easier said than done. Pea protein is, by and large, very good for you, and by and large, pretty nasty. I have never tasted a protein powder that I went, oh, yay, that's just wonderful. No. That's not happened to me. But I did find a protein powder I like, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. I'm going to have to go in here and look. I should have done that ahead of time. I thought I had it in my brain. But I will put in my blender, if I'm making just one serving, one for myself, I will put about 24 to 30 ounces of plant-based milk. I use almond milk, unsweetened, vanilla, simply because I like that vanilla taste. Do what makes your heart sing. Stay away from dairy if at all possible. And well, let's face it, it's possible. So we're going to start with that in the blender. And to that, I will add the remainder of my ingredients. My ingredients are that plant-based protein. Now, I'm probably going to make a little noise right here while I open up the cabinet. Here it is. Noise, noise, noise. It is called Garden of Life Organic Protein Plus Greens. Now, you can get just a protein powder, but I like the idea of it having greens in it. It has several different green vegetables that are in there. It doesn't change the taste, but it is a clean and good for you protein powder. So I will put a scoop of that into that milk. I will add to it a big old double handful, if not triple handful, of frozen spinach. Now, I freeze my spinach in a cloth bag, and when I take it out, I can crunch it up because it's frozen and get little bitty pieces, and I'll load it up. I bet I put 4 or 5 cups, maybe 6 cups of frozen spinach in that smoothie, so I'm really getting a lot of green vegetable in me by drinking it. I will add to that the liquid stevia I told you I make, 1.5 to 2 teaspoons, depending on how sweet you like it. I often will add a tablespoon of that ground cacao to give it that chocolate, and that is a superfood that's very good for you. That, and then I add ice. I like my smoothies very cold. Some people just pour it over ice. I like ice crunched up in it. And so I'll put that in there. And the Vitamix, the ice is just, I swear, I think you could grind a brick, so the ice is not a problem. And that is pretty much what I put in mine, except I add a few odd ingredients. I will put a tablespoon or two of ground flaxseed. You do need to grind those flaxseeds unless you're putting them in your Vitamix in your smoothie, in which case they will get ground while you're making your smoothie. But I keep ground flaxseed in my freezer, so I just dump some in there. I do not measure it. I will put half a frozen avocado, and I will put a teaspoon of chlorophyll powder and a teaspoon of, what is the other thing I use? I can't think what it's called. It's another very healthy powder that I just happen to have in my kitchen. So I'm thinking, I should use this. Anything to make it healthier for you. Barley green, that's what it is, barley green. And I don't really taste those things, but it makes it a beautiful green color, that chlorophyll for sure. I mean, that's what makes plants green, so it's going to make your smoothie green too. Grind that little jewel up in that Vitamix, and let me tell you, I'll sip on it the rest of the day. It will make you TT a whole lot. You're just going to have to do that. And all of that fiber from the spinach is going to help with bowel movements too. So it's just a good thing to have. It's a great meal substitute. Have it instead of a meal. And I enjoy that a lot. The days I have it, I feel better than the days that I don't. So keep that in mind. Well, I hope you will try those two recipes and that you will enjoy them. Like I said, you can see the videos on our website under Let's Prevent Dementia. I believe that's where those videos are. That is a whole new page on our website, Let's Prevent Dementia. It's tips on doing just that, and I hope you will check that out. We have a new support group called the Exclusive Dementia Support Circle. It meets the second and fourth Mondays of every month, twice a day. So the second and fourth Monday, we meet at 10:30 and at 7 o'clock via FaceTime on your phone. I send you a link. I text you a link, you click on it, and you're there. It's pretty easy. If you have an Android, there might be a few extra steps you go through, but I can send you that information too. Not a problem. We do request a $10 monthly donation to cover expenses, and you will receive in the mailbox surprises throughout the year that, well, you just weren't expecting, and it just makes life happy. So I hope you'll sign up to be a part of that. We had our first two group gatherings yesterday and had a good turnout, and I'm looking forward to watching it grow. When you hear the experiences other people are having and you go, wow, I'm dealing with that same thing, Hearing how they handle it might give you an idea that you had not thought of. And hearing that what that you are going through, someone else is going through also, just that can be very healing. So I hope you'll be a part of Exclusive Dementia Support Circle. So you can find that on our website also. There's a link for it there. I hope you have a great day. I hope your caregiving journey brings you smiles. And it's going to bring you smiles if you bring smiles to your person. Take care. Blessings and smiles. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.